DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. More than 40,000 people have been evacuated from their homes in Germany's east due to rising floodwaters. Early on Monday, the River Elbe burst through a levee near the city of Magdeburg in the state of Saxony-Anhalt. Water levels on the river peaked at 7.46 metres on Sunday, breaking all-time records. A normal reading is just over 2 metres. Authorities say the high water spans about 40 kilometres of the Elbe, and the mass of water is heading downstream towards Hamburg. Firefighters from the Magdeburg Fire Service are concerned there could soon be a major power outage.
We must protect this electrical station. It powers the whole industrial area next door and a huge part of the city's north, so we have to protect it.
Weeks of rain in Central Europe have caused major rivers to overflow their banks, causing critical damage in Central and Southern Germany, the Czech Republic, Austria, Slovakia and Hungary. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel toured some of the flooded areas on Monday, praising the efforts of rescue workers. She said the damage bill will be in the billions of euros. The United States Justice Department is conducting a criminal investigation into a private contractor who leaked records by the US National Security Agency, the NSA, to a major international newspaper. Edward Snowden admitted on Sunday he was behind the information provided to the Guardian newspaper, which revealed the powerful NSA had monitored private users' internet use, as well as the phone records of millions of US citizens. The leaks have infuriated US intelligence officials and the White House, but Snowden says he acted to protect basic liberties for people around the world.
I think that the public is owed an explanation of the motivations behind the people who make these disclosures that are outside of the democratic model.
Snowden has reportedly fled to Hong Kong and told The Guardian he hopes to receive asylum in Iceland. At least 40 people have been killed in a series of car bombs across Iraq on Monday. It's understood there were at least 4 bombs in central and northern Iraq, as well as a suicide attack at a fruit and vegetable market just north of Baghdad. No group has claimed responsibility. The recent surge in violence in Iraq follows protests by the Sunni Arab minority against the Shiite-led government. It's raising fears Iraq is heading back towards sectarian war as seen in 2006, which left thousands dead. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. To German politics, and the country's defence minister has rejected opposition calls for his resignation after a project to develop drones was cancelled after the government had already spent €500 million. Thomas de Maizière appeared for the second time on Monday before a parliamentary committee and told reporters afterwards he was determined to remain in his job. He also defended his decision to wait until the middle of May to cancel the project, but admitted he should have asked more questions after hearing earlier the project had run into problems. The plan to adapt and improve a type of drone made in the US was scrapped after authorities learned it could cost an additional €500 million for airspace clearance in the EU. Peer Steinbrück, the challenger to Chancellor Angela Merkel in national elections, has sacked his spokesman just 3 months before Germans head to the polls. Steinbrück said on Monday he wanted to enter the last 100 days of the campaign with the best possible team. His now former spokesman, Michael Donnermeyer, has been blamed for a series of election gaffes, including approving media quotes in which Steinbrück said the Chancellor's salary was too low. His Social Democrats Party is about 15 points behind Merkel's CDU, Christian Democratic Union, in opinion polls. The former South African President Nelson Mandela, who is 94, has remained in hospital to receive treatment for a recurring lung infection after being admitted on the weekend. The presidential office says his condition is serious but stable. It's the fourth time since December that Mandela has been hospitalised. And to the Bundesliga, Borussia Dortmund will not allow Polish striker Robert Lewandowski to move to rivals Bayern Munich this summer. The 24-year-old's contract runs out at the end of the season and he has expressed a desire to leave. However, Dortmund's president said on Monday that Lewandowski, who scored 46 goals over the past 2 seasons, would not go to Bayern but could go elsewhere. This is Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.